News Services Division of Akashvani presents Northeast Diary.
Good evening. Welcome to this edition of Northeast Diary. As we explore the northeastern part of India, it gets intriguing to know about it in each episode. Let me tell you about the excitement in today's episode. Today, we bring to you an interview with Mr. L. Lanvubang, Director of NIELIT Kohima, wherein he discusses the launch of Digital Forensics Training Program. And we bring a report on Meghalaya's latest digital frontier as the state unveils its own government-operated OTT platform. We also bring a report on Niti Aayog's Sampurnata Abhiyan in Manipur. But for now, let's shift our focus to the ongoing flooding in Assam, which underscores the urgent need for access to clean drinking water in affected areas. Addressing this crucial issue is a professor from Agartala, Tripura, who has taken on the role of a compassionate helper. For more details, here is a report from Agartala by Kunal Shinde.
The devastating floods in Assam poses myriad challenges before the people of that state. With flood water wreaking havoc, not only food, but even getting clean and healthy drinking water is a huge challenge. It is a known fact that consumption of impure and contaminated water can have serious health issues. A professor of chemical and polymer from the Tripura University, Harjit Nath, took on the challenge of providing pure drinking water to the flood-affected people of Kachahar in Assam. Taking his own designed portable water purifier all the way to Kachahar and making use of it, Professor Nath's efforts came as boon to the distressed locals surrounded by floods all over.
Once I went, I found a lot of people, especially small children, were there. And the water was given by the district authorities, but I found that it might not be that much pure to, you know, give it to small babies as well as pregnant people. So what it did is I installed my systems up there and we tried to give clean drinking water to the people. As well as we took our suitcase water system, which is solar based, and that water we specifically gave to the infants as well as the pregnant people, so that, you know, they get not only clean, the ultra pure kind of water to the people.
Professor Harjit Nath first conceived the idea of developing a portable water purifier for the flood-affected people after witnessing the alarming situation himself by growing up in Karimganj in the neighboring state.
Where I have seen floods occurring quite frequently, almost every year. You know, growing up, I was quite hesitant, like, how can I help those people? So I was thinking that might be a great opportunity for research, and we started working on that. In 2019, we filed the first patent, which happens to be a suitcase water purifier, where we had developed a very portable water purification system, which could be taken to any location, and using solar rays, you can operate the entire machine, and you can get clean drinking water.
Professor Nath's social service aptly fits with the famous saying that only a life lived for others is a life worthwhile, as it also takes back in time when he designed a robo during the COVID-19 pandemic to provide food and other items to the needy by adhering to social distancing. The exemplary contribution by Professor Nath to provide pure drinking water to hundreds of people in the crisis situation may inspire other youth to undertake research, design a technology and contribute through a positive manner to the society. Kunal Shinde for Northeast Diary from Akashvani, Agartala.
Now let's turn our focus to the Sampurnata Abhiyan, recently initiated by Niti Aayog, launched on July 4th. This nationwide campaign spanning 3 months until September 30th aims to achieve full coverage across 6 critical indicators in aspirational districts and blocks. Our correspondent in Imphal brings us insights into Manipur's efforts in implementing the Sampurnata Abhiyan.
The Aspirational Districts and Blocks program under Sampurnata Abhiyan is an initiative of the Government of India to improve the performance and economic development of the underdeveloped blocks. Among the 500 blocks and 112 aspirational districts selected from across the country to compete in the program, 3 aspirational blocks, Sakpikarong Block, Lamka South and Tuibong, and 1 aspirational district, that is Chandel District, is included from Manipur. Speaking to Northeast Diary, Alicia Marr, An aspirational block fellow of Lanka south of Churachandpur district said that the program focused on improving governance to enhance the quality of life of the citizens in the most difficult and underdeveloped blocks of India, she said.
So in a concerted effort to drive rapid and effective development in India's most underdeveloped region, the government has launched a Sampurnata Abhiyan as part of a broader initiative of aspirational block program, which is initiated by Niti Aayog. The program focuses on improving governance to enhance the quality of life of citizens in the most difficult and underdeveloped blocks of India.
The Sampurnata Abhiyan aims to bridge developmental gaps by achieving 100% saturation in 6 indicators, that is health and nutrition, education, agriculture, social welfare, skill development and financial inclusion. Let us hope that blocks and districts of Manipur fulfill their target under the Abhiyan by September last. JJ Thoksom, Akashvani News, Notice Diary, Imphal.
In a significant move to empower local talents, Meghalaya has launched Hello Meghalaya, its own government-run OTT platform, similar to Kerala's C-Space. This initiative aims to monetize digital content and support filmmakers, musicians, and content creators in showcasing their creativity, with incentives like funding for filmmakers and monthly stipends for content creators. Hello Meghalaya promises to be a game changer for Meghalaya's artistic community. Here is a report.
Meghalaya has recently launched a state-backed OTT platform aimed at empowering local talents by enabling them to monetize their digital content, known as Hello Meghalaya. This initiative mirrors Kerala's C-Space and promises to showcase a variety of content including movies, music videos and short films. Under this platform, filmmakers can receive funding of up to Rs. 5 lakhs per film, with additional support for nationally and internationally acclaimed work. Content creators are also incentivized with monthly stipends and additional earnings based on their content viewership. Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma highlighted that Meghalaya not only supports local creators but also promotes and preserves indigenous languages and dialects. He emphasized the platform's potential to revolutionize opportunities for filmmakers and musicians across the state.
Hello Meghalaya OTT platform, and really the idea again is once again to be able to channelize the energy. And we realize that technology today is transforming the way movies and entertainment is seen. And hence, it was a natural movement for us to go to the OTT platform. And I can tell you that, this is going to be a very, very important game changer for the talent and give an opportunity like nothing before to the filmmakers and even to the musicians of our state. And apart from that, as I said, it's not just about the movie making and the film and the documentaries. This also is a thought-out strategy to ensure that we promote our language. This is another step towards giving that particular support and push to promote our own art and culture and language and history of our state.
Minister of Tourism Paul Lindo noted that while Meghalaya may not match larger platforms in reach, it excels in quality, encouraging local talents to showcase their skills and receive due recognition and compensation.
I am confident that our content creators will be truly inspired to take the arts seriously. My message to our young friends today is unleash your energy and potential in the right way. Today, our vision is to ensure that we tap our young, raw energy into the right channels so that very soon we should be able to go global. I think what was lacking and what we are trying to bridge is the gap between potential and possibilities.
The launch event featured a teaser for Hello Meghalaya and the Meghalaya Content Creators Award 2024, recognizing outstanding contributors in various categories. Overall, the state initiative aims to democratize access to local content through OTT platforms, fostering creativity and cultural exchange within Meghalaya. Reporting for Northeast Diary, this is Kunal with Lamfrang Nonspung for Akashwani News, Shillong.
Northeast Diary program, broadcast every Thursday at 5:30 p.m., brings very interesting and enchanting stories from the 8 Indian states of Northeast India. Don't forget to tune in. Marking a significant milestone, the National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Kohima, Government of India launched a digital forensics training program for students, university lecturers, professors and government officials from Egypt on July the 8th, 2024. Established in 2010, NIELIT Kohima boasts the state's only advanced digital forensics lab equipped with cutting-edge facilities and a team of experts. So friends, now we present an exclusive interview with Mr. L. Lanuvabang, Director NIELIT Kohima, discussing the launch of the digital forensics training program. He is interviewed by our presenter, Ms. Evo.
Dear listeners, we are fortunate to have with us here Engineer L. Lanuvabang, Director of National Institute of Electronics and Information Technology, Kohima, that is NIELIT, under the Government of India, to talk to us about the NIELIT Kohima's role in leading cyber forensics training and analysis service for law enforcement agencies. So thank you, sir, for joining us. So to begin with, can you give us an introduction on this NIELIT Kohima's role in leading the cyber forensic training and analysis service for law enforcement agencies?
Thank you, Akashwani, for having me on this show. I'm so glad for giving me this time. And well, NIELIT Kohima is under the Ministry of Electronics and IT Government of India, and we are the capacity building arm of Ministry of Electronics and IT. And we do a lot of skilling, capacity building program, education, implementing various government projects, research and development work, software development, consultancy work in the area of information technology, electronics and IT. As I've mentioned, NIELIT Kohima, we are the forefront in cyber forensic domain. And we set up the first research and development, one of its kind, state of art facility lab in the state in way back in 2010. And since then, we are the first in the state to have such kind of lab and imparting capacity building for the law enforcement agency, paramilitary forces, government officials. That is one aspect of training and skilling. And another thing is we also provide the forensic analysis services. Like whatever cybercrime is happening in our state, we provide an expert opinion. We do analysis and we give the report to the police. And that is how earlier, prior to our the forensic lab, the police or other law enforcement, they have to go outside of the state. But with the facility set up here with the support of the ministry, we are now giving services to the law enforcement. In turn, it tackles the cybercrime that is happening in the state. And not only that, NIELIT Kohima is now a leading, especially in the, as a whole, NIELIT in the country as well as in Northeast, we are the regional resource center. So we are also catering to the needs of the other Northeastern state.
That's something really wonderful that NIELIT is taking up.
Thank you.
And yeah, moving on, I would like to know here, why has this digital forensics become so important in the context of emerging cyber threats?
Today's digital age, the nature of cyber threats or cybercrime is constantly evolving. All of us so much dependent on the technology. So it becomes vulnerable of the citizens or any government officials or any of the citizens of the country. And with this sophisticated and widespread, digital forensic is one area where it plays an important role in identifying or analyzing and mitigating these threats. It allows us to gather and analyze digital evidence, we call. Right, because the crime is happening in the cyberspace. So the evidence in normal crime, what happened, the evidence is about, say, for example, blood stained or maybe DNA fingerprint or hair like that. Whereas in case of cybercrime, the evidence we call as a digital evidence.
So suppose we are using a social media. So in social media, there are a lot of traces or the artifact that is left behind by the users. So this is how we analyze those things that, okay, this particular crime, this particular person has committed a crime. So from this digital evidence, we can gather all the information. Now, as cyber threat continues to grow, so does the need of skilled professionals. Like, unless with the changing of the technology, like our professional as well as the police should be well equipped to trade, to deal with such kind of new threats. Right? Those were the days where we deal only with the traditional crime, but nowadays maximum number of crimes are happening in the cyberspace. So it is become a very critical for the law enforcement or for the professional or for that matter even the organization. They should be well equipped with this forensic investigation and analysis. That is why this forensic has become one of the critical for entire organization as well as for the government sector and for the law enforcement agency.
And not only Nele Kohima is giving trainings to different officials from different departments and even the ministries, now it has reached to international audience as well. Recently, digital forensic training program has been launched for the Egyptian participants. Can you tell us more about this?
Well, this is how it came, like when the government of India and Egypt had at the government level, like the joint MOU. And since Lalit, we have a headquarters in Delhi, and since we are under the Ministry of Electronics and IT, and as we know, our country is a forefront in technologies, especially in the IT sector. Considering that the Egyptian government approached the government of India, and that is how they have entrusted this work to Lalit. So my director general, he went to the Egypt to sign an MOU with the Institute of, you know, there is one institute in Egypt at the Ministry of Communication IT, the counterpart in Egypt. We signed an MOU on behalf of Governor of India by our DG. And since, as I've mentioned, that Nele Kohima is leading in cyber forensic within the Nele centers, so they have given this dogs under the aegis of our Nele and Governor of India. We were asked to train the professionals from the Egypt. Now, this particular training program is for the citizens as well as the professional, as well as, you know, for the government employees of Egypt. So the first cohort of we have started just 2 days back, where it was launched by the ambassador of Egypt, ambassador of India, with dignitaries of, you know, secretary of MIT and other dignitaries from both the countries. Initially, we'll train for through online platform. So Nele, we have created a virtual training platform also, Nele Kohima. It's like as if you are sitting in the normal classroom, but through all virtual. So we are providing a virtual lab to do all their practical hands-on. So it is not only theoretical part. Now, once this duration is of 160 hours, now once it is completed, the team will visit the Nele Kohima forensic lab for another 10 days for their exposure to the lab as well as for the practical purpose.
Very interesting. Moving forward, I would like to know what are some of the upcoming activities that Nele Kohima will be taking up?
Well, we have a series of programs that is coming up, and as I said, like, we conduct training for specialists, for the professional, for the government official, for the law enforcement agency. At the same time, because the awareness is very important from the point of view from the government officials, from the point of view from the citizens. So we are excited to have the first national conference on cybercrime, forensic and cybersecurity at Kohima, Nagaland. And we are planning to have that in this month, and from 25th to 26th July 2024. This will be a two-day event where we are organizing this particular with a partnership with the Nagaland Police, state government, and the distinguished speaker will come from different industry. So we are expected, it is already confirmed from some of the high-profile industry like Microsoft, Amazon, DCS, and Deloitte. This conference will feature an expert panel discussion, networking opportunities, and also we are also trying to showcase the different cybersecurity and forensic products. So we will have kind of exhibitions where different OEMs, that original equipment manufacturer from big industries, they are also coming up to set up their stall. So that this will give an exposure to the citizens of the people, as well as for the Nagaland, as well as for the entire country. And this particular will be very exciting because it is coming up together the industry, the government organizations, as well as the institution, academic and R&D people will come together and discuss about the threats or the preventive measure in the cybersecurity as well as in digital forensic.
Okay, well, we'll be looking forward to that. Coming back to this digital forensic training program for the ICHIP participants, who are the trainers here?
Trainers, we have four or five experts are already here with us.
From Nagaland only. Do NELE Kohima also give forensic training programs to those who are interested in this kind of programs? How can they apply? How can they reach out to?
Yeah, of course, we do have a lot of program for who are aspiring to be professional in this cybersecurity and digital forensic. And we also conduct a lot of internship program for the engineering students. I mean, just last week only we completed a 1 month internship program for the engineering final year students. So the students were from even people from different state, even from other parts of the beyond Northeast also, they come here and they conducted, they attend this kind of program. That is one part internship. And we also a lot of program in for the students who would like to make career in this digital forensic domain. Because if we see the prospect of this, it's evolving actually. Because the crime will keep on increasing and multifold. So the more crime, the more things, sophisticated technology comes, cyber forensic will be there forever. Now, we do a lot of opportunities comes, but there is no qualified people to be employed in our center also. So we offer a lot of courses, like starting from a 6 months course, we have 3 months course. You know, we are also planning to have even the master program for 2 years in this particular domain only, in next from next year onward. So anyone who are interested in this field, because they have a lot of scope and job avenues for them. Because especially for Naga people, we always want to go by traditional kind of, you know, studies. Be it, I'm not letting them down, but if you see the prospect of the future, it's lying here actually. So, I mean, we are always there, and NELIT being a leading center, I think it's a very good opportunity for, especially for Naga people. They can enroll for different courses, and I'm sure, I'm guaranteed that they will end up in a very good job if they do it properly.
Besides that, the programs that you have mentioned, is there any other programs for, you know, the activities, the ongoing activities that we can look forward to?
Yeah, we have, in fact, so many programs that we offer, but as I've mentioned, like, you know, especially our own youth nowadays, they only look for the traditional advice. There are a lot of courses, like especially in emerging technologies like AI, artificial intelligence course we have. We have an IoT, we have a blockchain, we have a cloud security, and a semiconductor chip designing. So these are the courses that we offer, actually. But, you know, people are not, maybe because of lack of awareness, even though we, you know, offer such kind of courses, there are hardly any less taken in this particular courses. But again, as a part of continuation of this program, even the ICHIP, the people from ICHIP also will be training in this emerging technologies course also.
That brings us to a close of this conversation. If there is anything else that you would like to add or, you know, say to the listeners.
Thank you once again. And my message to all the audience here is that we are living in a digital world where we have to be very much aware of all the cyber threats, because who knows, tomorrow you and me will be the victim of this cyber crime and cyber threats. So the awareness as well as, you know, education is very important. So with this, we are offering a different awareness program as well. So if you can try to update yourself, you will become a safely participant in the digital world. That's all I can say. Thank you.
So, folks, you just had an interview with Mr. L. Lanuwabang, Director of NIELIT Kohima. The interview was Akashwani presenter Ms. Ivo. So, friends, now let's listen to this mesmerizing song from Arunachal Pradesh by Tony Paleng.
Kampo pa tadadi tatay.
So friends, with that we come to the end of this edition of Northeast Diary. Do join us next week to hear more stories from this enchanting part of India. Until then, goodbye.
This program was presented and produced by Vinita Thakur with assistance from Kumar Gaurav. It was brought to you by the New Services Division of Akashwani.